Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Chris Licht is out at CNN. So the inmates run the asylum. That's what David Zaslav is telling us. David Zaslav is the chairman of Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns CNN. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. I'm not saying Chris Licht was the greatest leader in the world. There were already many, many mistakes, as I saw it, being made. But dear Lord, a year to right that ship, that's all you get? That's no faith, man. That is no faith at all. None. And anybody who's going to take that job better realize how impossible it is if Warner Brothers Discovery won't actually respect you. If you are going to allow the inmates to run the asylum, if you're going to allow Anderson Cooper to be in charge, well, then just put him in charge and put an end to the thing so we don't have to talk about it. That'd be great. Admit that you're never, ever, ever, ever going to do anything different. This is who you are. This is what you do. Just admit it. You aren't interested in being a better organization. You're not interested in actually being a news organization. You want the ideology. Your people are desperate for the ideology. And you'll do anything in your power to keep that ideology going and flowing. This is who you are. This is what you're about. We see you. We hear you. And now we're not going to pay any bit of attention to you. Because what you've told us is, no, this is who we are. Now, how does this affect, let's say, someone like myself? What if CNN came a-calling? Would you take the gig? The answer is, of course you would take the gig. You take gigs that create opportunity. I'm not saying you need the gig. But if it was right, you would take the gig. You just got to know what you're getting into. See, people like Alyssa Farah Griffin never understood what they were getting into. She actually thought she'd be given a voice as a quote-unquote conservative. But she's not a conservative. And even when she wants to engage, they shut her down because Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar hate her. They want to destroy her. These two bigots, these awful, shameful bigots, want you to simply be a human punching bag. And you know who knows this? It's Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg understands what's happening, and I think she goes through a bit of confusion about what she's supposed to do. She knows the difference between right or wrong. She knows she's smarter than Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar, certainly Joy Behar, and she knows she's the star of that show. She can't bring herself to make the madness stop. She doesn't want the conversations. She doesn't want, as Alyssa Farah Griffin actually rightfully said, the legacy of Barbara Walters. She can't bring herself to stop the abuse from her bigoted co-hosts, who are bigots. They're really disgusting. And you know who loves bigots? Liberal white women. It's just so good. And it's so true. And it has to be said. See, it's part of a philosophy that if liberal white women can allow themselves to be shamed by hateful, awful people into doing hateful, awful things, why shouldn't rational people shame them into being rational again? I mean, they can't think for themselves. Someone's got to help them. That's all I'm trying to do here. The left thinks they can control them, and all of a sudden they're part of the freaking Borg. And they're all clones because they all got the same haircut. I don't even know how that happened. And we just gotta We just got to switch them back until they're willing to think for themselves. Clearly, they need someone to give them direction. Liberal white women. How else does The View exist? It's the only thing keeping that show afloat. So clearly, that's the problem. Meanwhile, Chris Licht is out at CNN. I got myself a little into another subject. Look, if CNN wants to be something different and something better, they will be. If they don't want to be, they'll continue down this road. And if they want people like Oliver Darcy running the show there, well, that's fine. But that show's never going to be any good. Ever. Which makes one wonder, when Mike Pence decided to announce and he had his first town hall, why them? Why them? Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning.